Hey there, it's time for another On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and here in episode 27, we spotlight jazz, funk, bluegrass, Americana, and Celtic, and get to talk with WNCW's membership coordinator, Kim Henson, and marketing coordinator, Stephanie Webb, on DJ for a Day. As our fall fun drive is just around the corner, we get to pull back the curtain on what goes into a fun-filled week of being here around the clock, drinking lots of coffee, and begging for your money. I'll give you a hint. There's a whole lot you probably didn't know that goes into making that week happen. Many of our selections in this episode are feature discs on our fun drive, available as thank you gifts for your support of Grassroots Radio WNCW, and our first set features two, the new live double disc from Steve Winwood and the Christian McBride Big Band. But first, here's Nicole Atkins.
Oh,
Bass player Christian McBride follows up his Grammy-winning 2011 album, The Good Feeling, with Bringin' It. And that was the song Gettin' To It, the leadoff track from the Christian McBride Big Band's sophomore release. Christian also plays in the quintet Inside Straight and the more avant-garde quartet New John. McBride was a bass prodigy who was playing out in R&B sets at the age of 8 and had his first album as a leader when he was just 22. Melissa Walker sings on two songs on the album, including a cover of the Jerry Jeff Walker classic, Mr. Bojangles. This is one of the discs we're offering for your pledge of support during our fall fun drive, and you can bet Roland Deroff will spin this on Jazz and Beyond that Saturday morning of the fundraiser, most any Saturday mornings, in fact. In the middle, Steve Winwood from his double album, Greatest Hits Live and Medicated Goo. Greatest Hits may be a bit of a misnomer, as Winwood showcases some lesser-known songs like Traffic's John Barleycorn and Blind Faith's Had to Cry Today, plus some covers like Them Changes and Why Can't We Live Together. Of course, most artists would jump at the chance to write or record any of those songs, so that's all relative. 5 decades into his career, Winwood's voice is in fine form, and his playing is terrific, especially on the Hammond B3. This is another thank you gift we have for members during our fall fun drive. To begin the show, Nicole Atkins, who gives us her 4th album, Goodnight Rhonda Lee. She's gone through some major transitions of late, becoming sober, getting married, moving to Nashville from her native New Jersey, and this album is her exploration of where she is now and a look back at where she was. The title track, co-written with Chris Isaak, speaks to that directly. As Atkins says, Rhonda Lee was kind of my alias for bad behavior, and it was time to put that persona to bed. We gave you that tune, Listen Up. Next up, a basement project with The Modern Lives, Volume 1, an EP by Jackie Green, where he played every instrument and served as both engineer and producer. This is Tupelo.
Told him about the devil. down to Tupelo.
As we sail tonight, we will hold our faces tilted towards the sky, arms in warm embraces, celebrate this night. Sailing in, will you still be here with me when we sail again?
Oh, 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 oh,
That was On the Water from Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers, with Woody Platt taking lead vocals there. The long-awaited album, continues the collaboration between the legendary comedian and bluegrass favorites and steers more towards the bluegrass side of things, with three songs more geared towards comedy and sung by Steve Martin, and the rest being steered more by the Rangers, including that tune. This is another disc that we're offering as a thank you gift in our fall fun drive, and you can hear it all over the WNCW airwaves, from Going Across the Mountain on Saturdays to Mountain Mornings and our music mix on weekdays. It's not all that hard for these guys to collaborate, as Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers all have homes in Brevard, North Carolina. We began with Jackie Green, who did it all on his new EP, Modern Lies, Volume 1. You may know him from Trigger Hippie, with Joan Osborne and Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, plus an extended run with Phil Lesh and friends. He's also toured with Bob Weir and Chris Robinson. The California native moved to Brooklyn and fashioned a studio in his basement, where he played all the instruments on this, and he gave us one of our favorite new tunes, Tupelo. We have a big week coming up at WNCW, our fall fun drive, and that's the focus of DJ for a Day up next. Time for another DJ for a Day on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm joined by two folks who are very near and dear to the hearts of WNCW staff, our membership coordinator, Kim Henson, and our marketing coordinator, Stephanie Webb. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Thank you for having us.
We have weeks, really more like months of planning that goes into this thing that we call the Fun Drive. We do it twice a year, and I thought it would be fun to reveal some of the things that go into it, all of the work and planning, but some of the new wrinkles that we've got coming out this fall. Stephanie, can you give us some of the broad strokes of all of this, the logistics and the planning that go into this week coming up at the end of October?
Sure. And you're right. It does take months of planning. It's almost after our spring fun drive that we start planning for the fall fun drive. We, first of all, have to pick a date. Then we have to get the hour set and figure out what shows and tickets we want to offer as special incentives, then get the t-shirts and crowd around the mic, all of those things set up and designed and ready to go to be mailed out to members once they make their donations.
It really is a ton of scheduling, and we're talking about feeding a group of people. I mean, like, we've got upwards of what, like a dozen volunteers at any one time? We've got to feed all of them, right?
Actually, we feed anywhere from 20 to 25 people. And honestly, it's a joy to meet new caterers, and we're able to experience new foods. It's a win-win for both of us because, you know, they get to showcase their food, but then get a little bit of advertisement over the air. And it's just a lot of fun. It's just like being a big family all together, having a meal together.
So that's Kim Henson. And Kim, can you tell us a little bit about some of the new wrinkles that are coming up this fall? I know we've really been looking forward to this sustaining membership.
Right. We're real excited about our sustainer program. It actually launched in May. We are close to 30 sustainers right now. We call them sustaining patrons. What you do is you basically include us in your monthly budget, and it's a great way for you to give to us throughout the entire year. And there's really no end date. You can just stay with us as long as you can.
So you can set it and forget it. You don't have to remember to call back in the spring and in the fall.
Absolutely. And if you want to do it even today, you can go online. You can do it anytime you want to. It doesn't have to be just during the fundraiser.
Okay, Stephanie, so tell us about some of the new designs and things. We've got a whole new line of shirt designs, and I've been really excited to bring back a little bit of that throwback logo into the mix.
Yes, we are offering a new bandana. This time around, we're excited about that, and that showcases the older version of our logo. And then on our new station shirt, we have it's like a mosaic collage of instruments shaped into a guitar with WNCW 88.7 at the bottom of that. And then we also have a new Frank on Friday, Going Across the Mountain, and a Jar Jam t-shirt designs.
We've got out in the hall a framed pledge. I think our first pledge from 1989, and it's neat. It's like a time capsule because things were so much different then. Now it's far easier because we're doing things online. But even since you've been here in the past decade, have been on staff, things have really evolved with the fund drives. Tell us a little bit about how much better it is, or how much work you've done to make it better, and where you think things might be going in the near future.
It's funny. Kim and I actually started on the same day here at WNCW, and when we came on, all the pledge drives included paper pledge forms. When it came time to actually process those donations, everybody's handwriting was different, and it was hard to actually decipher some people's names and information. And so we started to move the process to a computerized form, and that has streamlined a lot of the donation taking process, and it has made it a lot quicker.
Yeah, actually, during the fund drive, the work only begins. And so usually afterward, we'd have stacks and stacks of paperwork to enter. Now we have the ability for you to go online, go ahead and make your pledge, go ahead and make your payment, which takes a lot of time, you know, away from us. I think a lot of people think maybe we have a room full of people that are processing donations and getting them out the door. But basically, there's like two of us that make sure all of this happens. So when the fundraiser is over, the work really begins here, and we got to make sure that we get things processed and your gift out the door, your thank you note and what have you. And so the computer has super, super helped us with that.
WNCW fund drives are neat because we go the extra mile to make it fun. It's not dry in any sense. A lot of it is not scripted. We try to have some ideas and some bullet points of good things to say and not try to just be on the fly all the time. But I think that's part of the appeal of it, of people listening to find out what's going to happen next, because it can be pretty funny at sometimes. But it's a long week, and we're here for like 80 or 90. How many hours are we here?
Between 85 to 90 hours.
So at the end of the week, we're always a little bit caffeinated, maybe a little bit too much chocolate.
There can never be too much chocolate.
Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help.
Let's go to Toronto, Canada, next for this from the weather station.
Kept it all to myself. Kept it all to myself. Kept it all to myself. There were days when the luminous suns, all the skies and the deep brown grasses, struck me so hard. Nearly evening, can hardly take it. Life feeling, I rode up past St. Clair. Same old city, but it could have been. I kept it out to myself. I kept it all to myself. Sometimes I left you in the adultery of purity, untouched by doubt about my memory. Sometimes I loved you in a shadow way, windscreen clearing but still streaked with gray. Sometimes we held hands like we were children, and I've never known anything different. Like I've never known anything different. Like I've never known. I tried to leave ya, I left only myself. Before I knew I was down in the well. Sometimes I felt like I was floating up on the ceiling. As we were just talking, and calm faces would change on me. Eyes and nose and mouth, unfamiliar assembly. I kept it all to myself. I kept it all to myself. I kept it all to myself. Better if I look away. If all I know, I
Cos Friday me chatte na fuenio ca ferran de vecin van foegi. Centruia na mesha na mesha, centruia na mesha van foegi. Centruia na mesha na mesha, san vane ta hege ve calcia. Ui me si shir tonia roci, ne sanic me nir pora togi. Capci uagi so casi, ferran de vecin van foegi. Shin through your love, mission, not mission, shin through your love, mission, band foggy. Shin through your love, mission, not mission, some band at our hake of a culture.
That's our segue of the week, and the late, great Burt Jansch with the song Osprey from his 1979 album Avocet, one of his personal favorite records. The guitar legend of Pentangle fame worked with multi-instrumentalist Martin Jenkins and ex-Pentangle bassist Danny Thompson on this exquisite collection of traditional English folk fused with American blues and jazz. I got to see Burt Jansch once, just about a year before he passed, when he opened for Neil Young on a solo tour. Usher's Island before that with Bane Fadin, and another feature disc that we'll offer during our upcoming fall fun drive. Usher's Island is a Celtic supergroup comprised of Andy Irvine and Donal Lunny, along with fellow Bothy Band founder and one of Ireland's leading trad fiddlers, Paddy Glacken, plus Mike McGoldrick of Lunasa and Capercaillie, and Slasa's John Doyle, who called Asheville, North Carolina home for many years. Doyle was also a founding member of Solas and has served as a band leader for Joan Baez. The song we heard was about a woman's unrequited love for Paddy, or Fadin, and the lyrics translate, "The pity it's not me, it's not me. The pity it's not me with Paddy. The pity it's not me, and the woman who is should be dead. I'd go to Galway, and I'd go to Galway with Paddy. I'd go to Galway, and I would come home in a boat with him." But it sounds so nice and pretty when they sing it. This is an album we're playing on Celtic Winds, Sunday afternoons from noon to 3. Beginning the set was The Weather Station and the self-titled fourth album from Tamara Lindemann with the song Kept It All to Myself. She's a fascinating lyricist, and this record is much more electric and more dense than her earlier works. Somehow I've missed on all her previous music and noticed this disc first because it was released on the North Carolina label Paradise of Bachelors, who are always putting out something good. That's our show. Thanks for listening. Please support the artists you enjoy hearing on this podcast and keep us in mind, too. It is our fall fun drive right around the corner, and you can join us anytime on our website at wncw.org. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. Thanks for being here. Eliza Lynn with our theme song takes us out.
Sing a new song. A new